Learning Masech, this human daf lamed tesem and aleph, we're starting the fourth perek. The Mishnah discusses the gairel, Torah v'kalfi v'hela shtei gairolos, echa kasov v'shem v'echa kasov v'azazel, that they take the gairolos out of a kalfi. Since you said the Teishishanim brings first the Teres Kayanim, that brings from a pasuk that you need a kalfi. Teres Kayanim mafik mikra divin in kalfi. Because it says, Asha'ala olav agaril Hashem, yachal itin al gabav, ta'amloim asha'ala olav. Sha'ala l'shmoim itech kalfi. Isaiah it says that the Kayan should put this asnei asim gairolis. You would think you just put it al gabav, ta'amloim asha'ala olav to tell you it has to come itech a kalfi. Then he brings the Yerushalmi and says, lay save dava kalfi, el afilu klases. Lama makalfi, kelasis pumbila dava. You don't really need a kalfi. You need klases. Klases is also good enough. So why do I have a kalfi? That's from Bidafa. What's the difference between a kalfi and klases? The Mepharshim on the Yerushalmi say that the pshat is the kalfi means something miyuchid. It's miyuchid to be the gairo. This is a special thing for the gairo. And klases means anything. So you don't really need a kalfi, meaning you don't need a kli which is miyuchid for the gairo. You could use any type of kli you want. The kalfi is licensed pumbi bidafa. So kafi what I understand, the Teres Hashanim is not bringing a machlokes Teres Kainim in Yerushalmi. That Teres Kainim says you need dafka kalfi, and the Yerushalmi says love dafka kalfi, who would then klases? The Teres Kainim is saying there has to be in a place, there has to be in some sort of a kli, some sort of a thing that you could pick it up from the thing. You can't just put it onto the behemoth without doing a girl from a kli. And the Yerushalmi is saying the kli doesn't have to be a kalfi, who would then klases? Teis Rosh also brings both. He brings the Yerushalmi, Leisav of a Kalfi Afilu Klases, and then he brings the Teres Kainim, and he says about the Teres Kainim, Urcha de Mulsakamen. What's Pshan Teres Kainim, Urcha de Mulsakamen? Teres Kainim is learning out of Limud. Yachal Eitin Al Gabav, Tam Alei Mashal Olav, that has to be Olam Mitech HaKalfi, the Teres is. That the Urcha de Mulsak is a Kalfi as opposed to Klases. But the Limud is that you need something. Azei Fishtehech. There is a Ritva on Lamatesim and Beis that says like this. The Lashon of the Gemara there on Lamatesim and Beis, the Li is Gerom Matech HaKalfi Ma'akevis. The one that says that Agrol is Ma'akev, the Lashon of the Gemara is that Ali is Gerom Matech HaKalfi Ma'akevis. So he starts off saying, even though it says a Lashon Ali is Gerom Matech HaKalfi Ma'akevis, but the main point is you need a Gerom. You shouldn't just call the name by yourself. You shouldn't just stam Yikr Shei Me'atzma. You need a gairo, but you don't need a kalfi. But then he says, the kalfi nami chayve deraisa. The okay mina b'sifra, asha'ala olav a gairo l'Hashem yachalitin al gabav, tamalayim asha'alav, sha'ala shmei mitecha kalfi. So the Dvar brings kena machlaikis b'davar. He starts off saying, alias gairo mitecha kalfi, it says it's makiv, he says it's lavdafka. You need a gairo. You shouldn't just, by yourself, just call a name without a gairo. But the kalfi is not makiv. Yeshayim the kalfi nami chayved deraisa. What does it mean the kalfi is a chayved deraisa? It says that it's kalfi in the pasuk. How could it mean a man the yomim that kalfi is a chayved deraisa? And even if it doesn't mean kalfi, it means like the mefarshim in the Yerushalmi, the kalfi is a way of saying miyuchad lekach as opposed to a kli which is not miyuchad lekach. Even that, who state the zay in the pasuk? Shikol pella. I don't think the Ritva means that either. I think the Ritva means what are the two shitas? That one shita is that a girl you could do without any kli altogether. You take two gairales, and at random you put them on the two seerim. You didn't make any official choosing of the girl. You at random put it there. You weren't mechav and mechal. You don't know which girl you're putting on which one. Someone gives you two gairales. You put them without looking at them on the two seerim. That's the first day. Now that also works. It's a girl. The yeshayrim. That kalfi's makav, that's a teres kainim. In other words, the two stuff of the teres kainim is like this. The tzad that you don't need kalfi in the teres kainim doesn't mean that you could just decide which one is which. It's not a gairul b'chal. That b'chal doesn't have a shame gairul. It's not a gairul. It's not gairulis. The tzad you don't need a kalfi means that you put them at random on the two seirim without making an official choosing. Someone hands you the two gairulis. You take them. And you don't know which one is which, and you just put them on the seerim. No, so that the Teres Kainim says, no. You have to be Allah Allah. You have to choose them from a box. Now, the kafi is not lav dafka. Any box you choose them from, any box, basket, bag, whatever you want to use, you can't send me the raisa. You need a specific thing. But the shaz has to be in something, in a kli ukadayma, which you're picking it out of the kli, rather than just placing it on at random. That's what I think the titzladim are. Sedva clearly says, tub shatim, whether b'chlal you don't need a kafi, meaning that you put them at random on the seirin, or if midaraisa you need a kafi, meaning you have to take it from a kli. That's how I would learn pshat. Now, Rashi says that the seirin, the hellish day girls, Rashi says, echab yimim v'echab yismal. He takes out the two girls, one with his right and one with his left hand. And the seirin also, one is to his right side and one is to his left side. And as I state in the Rambam, Perikim, Hilchasavayisem, Kippurim, as I state in the Me'iri, as Rasemis points out, the Mishnah didn't say very clearly that. The Mishnah didn't say how the Seirim were. But Zaytis Rasemis, the Chayit's Pashit, because if you're making up, the right is this girl and the left is the other girl, if the Seirim also weren't clear which one's the right and which one's the left, that's not a girl. If he does the right one's Hashem and the left one's Azazel, if I can't, and then he could choose any seer he wants to be the right one and any other seer to be the left one, it's right to not a girl. You have to already establish beforehand there's a right seer and a left seer, and then you take out the garolas, the one on your right hand is automatically the right seer, and the one on your left hand is automatically the left seer. Now the Mishnah says you put them on the two seirim, so Svasem is so clear. Does it mean that you together put them together on the two seirim at one time? So it means that your right hand, you're putting the right girl on the right seir, and with the left hand, you're putting the left girl on the left seir. Well, no. It's already decided which one is which by the fact that the right hand goes to the right seir and the left hand goes to the left seir. But the placing it on the seir, you do a bezeh chazeh, both hands with your right hand, because you're supposed to do things with your right hand. But he says, it's not mashman that way. It's not mamish mafurish, but it's not mashman that way. He said, l'chari the pasuk v'nasan aron al shnei asim girls means at one time. That's l'chari how the Gemara is learning. Now the Mishnah says, that he says, l'ashem chatos. Nasan al shnei asim, v'ayim al ashem chatos. So Taisi Shanim asks the Kashem, in the Darim it says, a person shouldn't say l'ashem karbon. He should say karbon l'ashem. Because if he says l'ashem karbon, maybe after he says Lashem, he won't finish the word. He won't finish the carbon. It'll come out of Shem Shemayim Levatolo. So mainly, he shouldn't say Lashem carbon. He's a carbon Lashem. So how come here he says Lashem Chatas? Why does he say Chatas Lashem? So Teis Hashanim Steretz is that it's Xeris Akasov. It says, V'hikrav Aaron is a Sar Sha'ol Olav Agaril Lashem. And the Gemara understands it means that he says Lashem. V'aso Chatas. The Gemara understands it means that he says Chatas. So he first says Lashem, and then he says Chatas. There is a Kasav. The Dvar brings the Teretz, Hashem Taisis, that a Kayin Gadol, you're not Geyser, then maybe he'll be say Lashem once in Chatas. Kayin Gadol is a Zoriz. Also, you have a Sagan and a Reish Beisav that's right next to him. In case he doesn't forget to say Chatas, they'll remind him. And the Teretz Rosh says, another way that why it's not a Kshash is because the Kshash is he might decide, he might change his mind. A guy decides he's going to make a carbon. He says, Lashem! And they say, no, change their mind. They don't want it as a carbon, but he already said Lashem. Same Shemayim Levatol. So he should say carbon Lashem. Hashem can hear, he's not changing his mind. He doesn't have a choice. This is the Chatas. This was all of a girl. So the Malay Taisa say that he has to say Lashem Chatas, and the question is, which order should he say it? And the Taisa Shanim says the reason why he says it in this order is because that's Xeris Sakasiv, to say in this order, Lashem Chatas. And the Taisa Rosh and the Taisa Dudvar brings down is because there's no shash that he might say it differently. Either because he's a Zoriz or the Rosh Besav and the Skan will remind him, or the Taisa Rosh pshat that he won't be in the Skyrat. But the Dudvar says, Ein kan kushe klal. Because if he says Lashem, he's already Yitzah. The ik is to say Lashem. Gaya lecha Lashem, the Gaya lecha Lazazel, the ik is to shtelavek is a Gaya Lashem. That he says Chatos, is a naik zeir sakasav to say chatas. It's a naik zeir sakasav to say chatas. But the emphasis is, if he doesn't say chatas, he's missing out on saying chatas. But it's not the pshat that the Lashem was levatola b'chol. So b'chol the kasha doesn't shtim. When you say Lashem carbon, and you say Lashem and you don't feroish the carbon, Lashem was totally levatola. Here the Lashem, shtal levek the girl. You gotta also have to say chatas. So the order is bechal not ma'akev. Now it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakam says he says Lashem chatas. And Rishmol says lo yitzarich loy mel chatas el Lashem. Didn't have to say chatas. So the Devar says, what's the machlokes? The Shaila is taich in the pasuk. The Ikavayin is a sasha olav a girl Hashem vasoh chatas. What does it mean vasoh chatas? Does it mean that now he has to make it into a chatas, meaning to makdash it as a chatas? So he has to say chatas. Or no, he has to say Lashem. Hashalav girl Hashem vasoh chatas means subsequently he'll go and shecht it as a chatas and do the avodas chatas with it. So the Gemara is bothered with the Ritva. He said the pasuk vasoh chatas doesn't mean he has to make it into a chatas, meaning he has to be makdish as a chatas. His hektish doesn't do anything. The girl makes it into a chatas. His deep is not what makes it into a chatas. So the Gemara Sivi says, Vaisa is like this. Vaisa is, they both mask him that Lashem is the ikka what he has to say. The ikka is to say Lashem. Teshelevek, the tzir is Lashem. It's memela chatas. Now the Pshani is the Tanakhama says, explain, you should explain your words and say, when I said Lashem, I mean it's a chatas. And the Shmuel says, you don't have to bother explaining. Everyone knows that you mean a chatas. So mail is not a kasha b'chlal for him, it's like came the Ritva's teretz. If the whole thing is to say Lashem, the chatas is just the extra thing which you b'chlal don't have to say, even according to Tanakhama, it's just in Mepharish, so there's not a problem of Shem Shemayin Levatel if you don't say Lachatas. But then it sort of explains, when I think the Ritva, I think this is the Pshat, that even though it's already a chatas, it's a din lechatchila to make it a chatas. We find such a thing by a bechor, in Mesachtes Erech and Nafkav Tes, even though it's Kishasim Erech, and there's a mitzvah lekatshay. Rather, Rabbi Shmuel is the one that argues there. It's very interesting. So it could be it's the same machlokes that the Tanakhama holds as a mitzvah to shtelavek on the Sira Shem chatas, even though it's a veil lechatas. The Agrola made it into a chatas. But there's a mitzvah for you to say that it's a chatas. You makdash it as a chatas. Not just saying. You makdash it as a chatas. Even though it's kaddish already. And Rabbi Shmuel by Bechar argues, could be that's Rabbi Shmuel saying over here, you can't be makdash a chatas. Already the chatas. See, I think like this. I think the Taisa Shanim and the Taisa Rosh and the Taisa that the Ritva brings down are all going with this Yisayin. That the Yisayin of his Amira is to make a hektish chatas here. Even though that Grolla does it by itself. Even though your Amira is already a chatas. But you're supposed to do it. Now they held that the whole din is to say chatas Lashem. The din isn't Lashem. The din is chatas. At least according to the Tanakhama. And that's why they're bothered. You should say chatas Lashem. You shouldn't say Lashem chatas. So that's what they say. Maybe the Gzeres Akasif to say it in that order. Or maybe there's no kshash. Because he'll zicha say chatas. Because the Kain Gadol Zaris. Or the Skan and Abbez Bezdom will remind him. Or Stam, the whole Kshashis will change his mind about the curve and he won't change his mind. But they're learning, Lashem is not the word. The Tanakhama holds the ikas to say chatas. Lashem is an oifen, a pirish of the chatas. And Rav Shmuel holds, no, you're not supposed to be makdish as the chatas. You're supposed to announce that it's Lashem. But I think the Ritva holds is two dinim in the Tanakhama. As one is you have to announce it's Lashem. And the tzvei din, you have to make it into a chatas. And Rav Shmuel only holds the one din. That's the machlokes we shine in here. The Malitaisis held the whole din is to make it into a chatas, and you make it into a chatas on your day saying Lashem, and that's why they're concerned about the order. And the Ritva holds is two dinim. You have to make it Lashem, and you also have to make it a chatas. And Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, b'chol you don't have to make it a chatas. The din is to shtel it back for Lashem without the chatas. Yeah, that's the sugya. And the Gemara goes right to Lomli Tarif Makalfi. Why do you have to be Taref Makalfin? In the Pshat and Taref Grana, there's two Pshatim, Rashi learns Taref means Chataf, Pisayim, Betreif of a Chatifa. You grab it. So Lashon like a Zev Taref. The Arech learns it means to mix it up. It means to mix it up. Like Beitzim Chufus Bekara. You know, you shake it up. You shake up the Kalfi. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you do it? And the Gemara says, Ke'echid lo l'chaim v'lishko. See, Chizuk says that Rashi held shaking it up is not Kadesh L'Lacham V'Lishko. That's nothing to do with it. Kadesh L'Lacham V'Lishko means when you're putting your hands in, you shouldn't feel it. That's nothing to do with shaking it up. That's why he knows you have to do it quick. I mean, Yishayim Abadin, what do you mean Kadesh L'Lacham V'Lishko? If he's Macham V'Lishko, it's Bechal No Gairu. So the Teis Yishayim and the Ritva say, it means that maybe he'll forget. They're so motivated to get the L'Shem on the right side, he might forget himself and end up being Macham and mess up the entire Gairu. And the Ridva says, also Shash, maybe people think he's being Mechavin. It's Mechzik and Mechavin. But the Zeh Chitzik wants to learn Kapshutai. He says in the Mayish Shani, the Rukhanim that didn't do the right thing. The Rukhanim that were Rishom. So maybe they'll be Mevatar on the Mitzvah Sagrol in order that should come in the right sign. Tais Kadashim says that in the Mishnayis also. Now the Gemara says three things about the Kalfi. It was wooden. It was Shel Chayil. It wasn't Kaidish. And it only had place for Shtei Adayim. It only had place for Shtei Adayim, so he shouldn't be Mechamev Alishko. And the reason why it was wooden, not gold and silver, the Gemara explains, because Tere Chassam, Amenim Shel Yisrael, the Ridva says, Chalukim, why the Yodei Shel Kalim, we said, we're gold, and the Garolas, we're gold, but this Kli is not really part of the Mitzvah. The Mela, Tere Chassam, Amenim Shel Yisrael. And, but the Gemara wanted to know, why aren't you Mekadosh it? The Gemara says, since it's a Kli, otherwise it'll be a Kli Sharis, and Kli Sharis shall eat Slay of Dina. So Teis Hashanim says, how are you going to be Mekadosh it, and make it into a Kli Sharis? You need an Avayda to Mekadosh. It says, a Kola Kalim, Shasa Meisha Mishichasa Mekadoshasa, and Ladaris Avidasa Mechanchasa. In order for something to have an official Kli Sharis, you have to do an Avayda with it. Hagrola is not an Avayda like the Gemara says. Hagrola lav avaydahi. So how are you going to be mekadesh it if there's no avaydah to be mekadesh it with? So the Zishanim says, that's not really a Kli Sharis. They'll just think, people think it's a Kli Sharis. If you use the Kaddish, people think you'll make a Kli Sharis Shalates. And the Teiz Rosh says, what's that Teretz? But he adds another Teretz, that maybe you'll do an avaydah with it. Maybe you'll do some avaydah with it. I'm not sure which one, but you'll do some avaydah with it. And that way, you'll get Kedushas Kli Sharis. Now, why did they want it to be a Kli Sharis? The Teis Hashanim Vasei, it's like Kavanah Mitzvah to have a Kli Sharis, and they're bothered if Mitzvahs Lahenis Ninu. So why wouldn't it be Asa Ba'anah? And they say because Kavanah of Mitzvah is Mutter, or that the Kasha goes in the Mount of Mitzvahs Lahenis Ninu. But the Ritva says interesting is that the Baalei Taisus asks this Kasha, there's no Avayda to Mekadosh, that the Ritva, that the Kalfi, what's the purpose of the Kalfi? It's for Agrola. So that's its Aveda. You don't need an Aveda space of Mikdash to Mekadosh it. You need Asher Yishor Subam Mekadosh. That's where you learn out the din of Avdasa Mechachasam. Asher Yishor Subam Mekadosh. So whatever you use this Keli for, that's goof what makes the Kedusha. So it's interesting to say, come this is a Mechleikas Yishaynim. You say this is a Mechleikas Yishaynim here. The Baalei Taisus had a Kasha. How could you make the Kalfi into a Kli Sharis? There's no Aveda. And the Dvar says, I don't need an Aveda. I need it to do its job, its purpose. If the purpose in the Kalfi is for the Gairal, and you do the Gairal with it, that turns it into a Kli Sharis. So the Mikdash David, in Simon Beis, he's talking about Kli Sharis. He says, the Rambam's also Mashma like the Ritva. The Rambam is in Hilchus Klei Mikdash Perek Alpha Yabes, Kol Ki Mikdash Asa Meishu Midbal Iskash El Mishichasa Mishem and Amishka, Shemim Shem Kadash Eisam, V'davaz einan egal el l'dayrus, el kelim kulam kemish nishtam shibem b'mikdash l'melach ton niskatshu. He doesn't say they did an avayda. He says he used them for its purpose, for its melach. It's not Mishdei Ritva. The Mikdash David is bothered. According to Teis Yishanim, how are you mekadosh the Marcheshes and the Machvas? The Marcheshes and Machvas have to be a Kli Sharis, the mekadosh the Mincha, but you don't do an avayda with them. You just put the Mincha in them, and you cook them. You cook them in the Marcheshes and the Machvas, but it has a din of a Kli Sharis. After you put the Mincha in the Kli Sharis, in the Machvas and Marcheshes, it has Kedusha the Guf. It's Nifsul B'yotzei and Nifsul B'tfoyeim M'chus HaKippurim. But why? You never did an Avayda with the Machvas and the Marcheshes. There is no Avayda you could do with them. The Chayra must be that something could be a Kli Sharis like the Ritva. That as long as you do its job with it, it's a Kli Sharis. The Minchas Avraham also discusses it. He says that there's the Mechlagit Yishenim for Sakin Shashkit has to be a Kli Sharis. Taisus talks about in the beginning of Ezum Mekayman and Adav Gimel and Masech Neskulin. The Rambam holds that Lechatchila you need a Sakin Shashkit to be a Kli Sharis. What would make a Sakin into a Kli Sharis? Shkita Lav Avedihi. The Chayitz Muchak to say that the Hilchas Kli Sharis is when you do its job with it, it becomes a Kli Sharis like the Ritva. Chayitz Harachin. How would the Teis Hashanim and the Teis Rosh answer these kashas? How would you make a machlas or mecheshes into a Kli Sharis? How would you make a sakin shashchit into a Kli Sharis lefida? Now the Gemara goes right up. The Gemara says, "Masnisin leikei etanya, etanya abiyudai mishum ablezer, haskan v'kayigana machnisin yada v'kalfi, im b'minish v'kayigana oyla v'chuli." So it's a machlokes. The Mishnah says that the kayigana puts both his hands into the kalfi. takes out the two gerolas of both his hands, and the right hand is one sar, the left hand is in the other sar. But the Brisa says, Yavidu Shem Avalezer, that the Kohen Gadol takes one, and the Skan takes the other, and they pick them up, and there's the Kohen Gadol sar, and there's the Skan sar, and that's how the Gerol worked. And the Shaila is, Yushainim will ask, that a Gerola is an Avaida of sorts. Avaida has to be with the Kohen Gadol. So the Tezrit says, it goes like the Manam Agrola Le Makva. A beautiful shame, but Lezer has to hold that Grol is not Makiv. If it's Makiv, then you need a Kohen Gadol. Everything in Kohen Kiv has done with the Kohen Gadol. Elamai Grol is not Makiv, and that's why it's kosher with the Kohen head. The Dvar brings Mamish the same thing, B'shem Taisus. But Lechai Ritzvah, like Taisus Shannon points out, Rabbi Yehud is the one that holds that Grol is Makiv later. So how would that shtim if Rabbi Yehud is saying a Skan could do it? So the Dvar brings B'shem Taisus as Ateris. Inami. I feel the time I grow a avoda, but kaven the ain't all of the smell of the kain gadol ain't bechayvus kain gadol. With their min lekaman, the min of the skan a difum is smell of the kain gadol. We said later the min of the skan is better than the smell of the kain gadol, since it's only the smell of the kain gadol, it doesn't have a chayvus kain gadol. I'll tell you how I understand what he means. There's halacha every avoda in Yom Kippur has to be done by a kain gadol. Fine. There's also halacha that every avoda all the time has to be done by a min. Here, you have to take out the gerolas. For some reason, when learning out, the gerolas have to be taken out at one time. So like the Taisa Shonim points out, that's a raya that smile is good. Because just like we say, by the Kaf and the Machta also, he brings in the Ktairis, Lefnai Lefnim, we'll have it later in the Gemara, that he brings the Machta Bimin and the Kaf and smile because there's no other way to bring it in. So the Taira, by telling you to bring a Kaf and a Machta, is telling you that you have to bring it b'smile. So here also, if the Kohen Gadol has to do with both hands, he has to do it with smile. But the Shaila is like this. There's a rule that everything has to do with the Kohen Gadol. There's also a rule that everything has to be a min. So how do we know which rule the Torah wants you to violate here? Obviously, you can't have both Gerolas being taken out by the min of the Kohen Gadol. So now what do we do? Do we do the smile of the Kohen Gadol? Or we do the min of the Skan? If we're anyway saying that the avodah is not being done the way it's normally done lechatchila, I don't have any good reason to say that it should be done by the left of the Kohen Gadol. Adrabba, the min of the skan is better than the left of the Kohen Gadol, so the Torah is telling you this avodah is not done by the Kohen Gadol. Rather than saying this avodah is not done by a min, adrabba, say this avodah is not done by the Kohen Gadol. That's the pshat in the Dvar Teretz. Chayvei kishmak esvarim. Now Taiz Yishanim says something else. Taiz Yishanim says a Teretz. His Teretz is like this. Here's the words. Vayim Rebbe, she'ein kol kach avoda. It's not such an avoda. Sharayidei ha-kayin gadol mizbar nasi'irin. Vamrina nami agrol alav avoda hi. V'av agav damino kama meisag mevagar shloi bergrol akirab shimin. Aval arbonan didei ma'agrol. Mikol mokem ein agrol ha-chashuv kol kach avoda. Aval asam avitam mishalegu klal ala echad. That's the Lashon of Taiz Hashem. Taiz Rosh has come out the same thing. That Hagrola is not such an Avaida because Ayidea Kayin Gadol is Baron Asirin. Now what does that mean? The Kayin Gadol, if you hold Hagrola as Ma'akiv, the Kayin Gadol can't be Mavar Asirin. You need the Hagrola. What does it mean Shadei Kayin Gadol is Baron Asirin? And what's he saying? V'amina Nami Hagrola Lav Avaidi. What's going on here exactly? So the Milchus Avram, he says a Gishmak Epshat. He says Hagrola really has two functions. First of all, there's an Aveda called Agrola. You're supposed to do Agrola, it's a mitzvah to do Agrola. Second of all, you need the Agrola because without the Agrola, the Seirim aren't his buyer. Without the Agrola, this Seir doesn't become Lashem, this Seir becomes Lazozo. The Kohen Gadol can't do without Agrola. So that's the two things he's saying, that Agrola lav Avedi, that's the mitzvah Agrola. But Aideya Kohen Gadol Mizbar Maseirim, what he's saying is that really, you only need one gerol to make a bir in the seirim. Because when you have one gerol, so we know what one seir is, the nail of the other seir is the other one. So the gerol, the two people doing that avodah, the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, the Kohen Gadol already did the bir as seirim. Hagrol is ma'akev, so I need Kohen Gadol. But what's ma'akev? The avodah of the Hagrol is not ma'akev. Hagrol lav avodah. What's ma'akev about Agrola? The bir seirim is ma'akev. The bir seirim, you don't need both. The bir seirim is done with one. That's what he means. Like they can't go on with barasim. Not the scan. What's the scan for? What's the second girl? It's not also mitzvah hagrola. Hagrola lavavaydehi. So that's his kasha for meisachem there. We'll get to it in the hemshach. Meisachem there means if after the hagrola one of the seerim die, so machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanan, do you do another hagrola or do you just bring another seer? If Shimon says you just bring another seer, but the Rabbanan say you do another hagrola. So he's bothered by Akasha. If Agrola, even on the tzad, it's Ma'akiv. But what's Ma'akiv? The birr. You have a birr. You did Agrola, and one of the serum died. But the other serum is there. It's only one Agrola you need to make a birr. And for the Rishayim, no. That's when you have two serum together, and you do Agrola, one of the Agrolas already makes a birr for these two serum. But if the other serum, B'chol wasn't here, the seer that was there by the Agrola died. Now you're going to bring another seer, and that seer is B'chal Pasish Ken Agrola. When the two seerim are there, a Agrola of one seer, it already makes a beer for both. But when the seerim aren't there, you can't say that Agrola of this made a seer for both. That seer wasn't there at the time. So that's why you need to bring two seerim to another Agrola. But here, what you're doing, you have the two seerim here, and the Kohen Gadol is kind of doing it, the beer is being done on the Kohen Gadol alone. That alone makes a full beer. What's the scan? Stamos lavein de segrola. Hagrol lavein dehi. That doesn't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. That's the Pshan and Teis Hashanim and the Teis Rosh's Teretz.